My name is Allison. I'm recovering anorexic and bulimic and compulsive overeater.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, everybody. Iris asked me to speak today, and I had some reluctance about doing that, but I know I've been told, and I've tried to follow that when I'm asked to speak, I go with that. So I know they say start like with what it was like. I've always had food since I can remember being an issue in my life. I'm the oldest of four children in my family. My mother, it was an abusive upbringing. My mother was an alcoholic, and my father died when I was 14. But food was always something I turned to, like hiding it, stealing it, overeating it when I was growing up. And then eventually, over time, and the other thing is, my mother pressured us a lot to excel in school. I went to Catholic school, and I was always the for years the like the they give you this award for being the best one in your class. So I got the General Excellence Award for that for years. But I never felt part of, like the groups or, like having friends. I was very, I would say, shy, isolated. And I remember some people saying they thought I was stuck up, but I was fearful of people, I think, or I know. So anyway, and they made fun of me for my glasses and being Pudge. They'd call me Pudge and some other names. And then what happened was, after my father died, I went to college. And then the summer between my freshman and sophomore year, I lived for a little briefly with my grandmother, and I gained a lot of weight that summer. I was eating compulsively, like constantly, and I went to like almost like 180 pounds or something. I gained a lot of weight because I would, and she, I had to give her more money because she would hide the food and I would always find it. And then when I went to co back to college, I had tried that summer to vomit unsuccessfully. But then when I got back to college, what I started doing was like running in front of my dorm, and I became successful at vomiting, and I was doing that like all the time. For years I did that. I went to four different treatment centers, but three were inpatient, one was outpatient. I went to a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists. I just was, my life was a miserable hell. I got married when I was 21. I did tell my husband about my problem before I got married, but I think telling someone about the bulimia and having to live with it, I mean, living with it was putting him, I mean, it was a real nightmare. And on top of that, I worked for a newspaper. I would do the food reviews and some other, like cultural articles. But when I was doing the food reviews, obviously I was going to all these different restaurants, and that's not a good situation for someone with bulimia. And it just was, that made up my existence for years, like finding food, stealing food, lying about what I was eating. I wound up eventually, throughout the course of the treatments and everything, losing a lot of weight. Just what I would do was I would try to get some control by saying I'm going to restrict for like a couple of days, or try to restrict, and I'd eat like 900 calories or something. And inevitably, after a couple of days of doing that, I was back to binging, and I was weighing myself constantly. I remember traveling on an Amtrak train, and I brought my scale with me. I was buying all this expensive Amtrak food, but then I went in the, I mean, the things I was doing. I was stopped by a police car because I was binging in the car, and I got out, kind of got out of it. I told him, whatever I told him, I got out of it. But it was just because I didn't have my lights on, but I was so preoccupied with my eating. And as I said, I went to different, I had different medications, different nutritionists, and and I started going to 12-step meetings, before my second treatment, because I met someone who suggested going to this 12-step treatment place. But what would happen is I'd get discharged from these places and I'd go right back to my pattern, binging and vomiting. That was for years. He did wind up getting divorced after my, I guess, yeah, my second treatment, because I just didn't, I couldn't envision myself going back to our apartment and resuming that behavior. I didn't want to do that, but I did wind up doing that. You know, not, I don't know how long it was afterwards. So then, I wound up, I found this trainer. And I told him about my problem, and he said his wife had the same, like, similar problem. And it was around that time that this is a miracle. I can say that I stopped vomiting, and I don't even know what happened there with that happening. You know, that was about 16 years ago. I'm going to be 64, and I had started the vomiting when I was 17. But what the only thing I know in retrospect, or even, you know, I've come to know, is that God took that from me, because nothing I was doing, you know, all the things of, like, you know, going, I did go to meetings. I went to a pretty good number of meetings. I had sponsors off and on, but I really never worked the program. Which was stopping me. You know, I just couldn't stop doing that. And so then when it stopped, you know, the vomiting stopped. My, it's just, I'm trying to think of how to explain, but my life, there's, it's like that was a hellish existence. And the life I have today, I have a sponsor now, that I was resisting that too for a time, but now I'm really, really happy I have this sponsor, because what I really love with her is I feel like she will tell me that she will feel the pull of the illness, but she does a contrary action. So it, we're both recovering, anorexic, bulimic, and it's just, oh, and here's another piece that's been very helpful, I'll just say, for me, is I was very invested in my, like, constant, or not constant, but there was a time not too long ago, a few months ago, when I was doing the weighing again, you know, weighing myself. And I have a friend in program, and we made a joint commitment not to do that. So now it's been months I haven't been doing that, and it's a relief, really, because for me, that number that I, when I see a particular number on the scale, it's like that's a definition of who I am. You know, it's like if it's a certain number, and then, or I have to manipulate it to get to another number, and now there's no number, so it's a very good thing for me. But the reason I was reluctant about speaking is I have other aspects of my illness still with me, which are things like, I do eat, you know, I hear a lot about, like, not eating, sugar and white flour. And I at times eat, I wouldn't say white flour particularly, but I do eat some things that have sugar. And I would say for the most part, that's not a problem, but I had a problem with that recently. But for me, my bottom line is whatever I eat, even if I overeat, I'm not vomiting. That's like my, and the reason for me with that is I can't envision myself, like, having a one-time slip or whatever you want to call it, and resuming, you know, being back to my life, because that's never happened. You know, every time when I would do that behavior, it just escalated, you know, and got a lot worse. And I have a life today, you know, like they say, beyond your wildest dreams. I mean, I never thought I would get to a place of recovery, and the recovery I have today, I went on a trip recently to Europe with my, I spend a lot of time with my family, and it used to be on times with my family, I was just so preoccupied with my eating, you know, my binging, my vomiting, I didn't really give a shit about spending time with them. And it's, I, you know, I feel like I have restored relationships with my family. And I wound up, my mother, about 3 years ago, died, and I had been living with her for a few years because her health was really declining. And we, that relationship got really restored. I mean, I, for years, I was blaming her for my problem. And I remember, she had 40 years when she died, over 40 years, I think, in AA. And she used to talk, before I got, you know, bulimia recovery, she'd talk about God and being grateful. And I always thought that was a crock of shit. I didn't believe it. You know, I just thought, I'm really angry. This is your fault. And I, you know, I don't believe that. But I came to believe that because I, you know, what made me think there's God, and I have gratitude, is that I'm not vomiting today. And I can't attribute that to anything else except something else that caused that to happen, because it wasn't caused by me, because anything I was doing wasn't stopping me from doing that. and just the way that my life has gone today, meeting my husband, it'll be 3 years in July since we've been married, and he's such a really kind, good person to me. And in the past, my relationships were this like gravitating to unavailable and a lot of times not very nice people. But it's like that thing about like water seeking its own level, picking people that will like validate my own bad self-concept. And today, I'm with someone who's, I mean, it's not a perfect relationship, obviously. We have our times, but I just feel really grateful that I have someone who really loves me and treats me really well. And it's a very good feeling. What I have found for myself, here's what I'll say, like in terms of recovery that I do daily. My sponsor said like I could ease up on my meetings, but I typically do an OA meeting, like a Zoom meeting for the most part every day. And in the morning, I like what I read a lot lately. I was reading different OA readings, but lately I've been reading the acceptance thing, which I really like, that acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's like a mantra for me sometimes, when I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact in my life unacceptable to me, it's because I think I know better than God. And nothing in God's universe happens by mistake. And I really think there's truth to that. And I think it's just, I get bent out of shape if things don't go up, because I have all my control issues, if they don't go a certain way. And I just need to work on that acceptance that God has a reason, because he obviously had, I keep having this recognition or this thought, God took away my bulimia for some reason. And the only reason that comes up for me at times is sometimes I feel like maybe something I'm saying is being helpful to someone, or some service, like I'm doing this, I do service and program, but I also do this service with children. And it's they're like recently with these two boys I'm working with, I'm just like I'm so grateful that I have like these children to work with. And it's like it's a thing about getting out of myself, because I think that thing of like self preoccupation, the selfish self-centeredness, that and the fear are like my biggest character defects, because it's what's been big obstacle for me in my recovery, I think, is this thing that says like people are really concerned with how I look and how I am or something. And it's like my mother used to always say, like everybody has too much on their plate to be concerned about like you, how you look or something. And I really want to get to that place, and I feel like I'm getting a lot more to that place, because I'm on medication for my osteopenia that has changed my like my I don't know my weight, but I know just like it's evident to me that my body's changed. And I was really upset and resisting it, but I've gotten to a place now, something towards that place of this is for my health. That's why I'm taking this medication, because I don't want to be in my older years like a bedridden cripple or with a hunched spine or something. And so it's anything I can do, like I'm doing a personal trainer 3 times a week, and I did it this morning, and I was like, a lot of times I really like and don't want to do it. And initially I was doing it with the thought of I'm gonna, doing this training is gonna give me this like amazing body. And I at this point I'm like, that's probably, I know that's not gonna happen, but it what keeps me going with it. Oh, is it my time almost? Somebody.
Keep going. No.
No,
No, you're okay.
Okay, because I heard someone. Okay,
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, what keeps me going with the training is the think the, much like my medication, I'm hoping or thinking it's going to improve my bone density. So, even though I really don't like it, it's like there's a value to that of doing that, I feel, because I the way that I am, honestly, is I'm someone, it's like I have this thing, like I guess it's like magical thinking, like somehow you do something, it's easy, you get the result. That's that, like I used to think with my bulimia, take a pill and it's fixed, but things aren't like that. You have to do some work to get the result at the end. So, and okay, where am I in my story? Okay, I oh, and I make calls to people. And a thing I realized, because I hear people a lot of times not want to make calls, but what I find is a lot of times, honestly, I don't reach people directly. And you know, there was a time where I think I maybe might have been irritated, but it's like nobody's life revolves around me, and there are plenty of people to call. There are plenty of meetings to go to all the time. So if I need something, you know, in a given moment, I try to figure that out. I mean, I have to figure that out with my bulimia if I'm in like a crisis state. So I make calls, go to a meeting online. What I also do sometimes, if I'm in like high anxiety or something, I go and get services. Like I get my nails done, or I go to the thrift shop. I figure something out in a given moment. Like anything is preferable to when I'm at high anxiety and I see myself starting to be crazy with like I'm eating, you know, in a way that I know is not a good way. So I have to like intervene with that because I can't afford to keep going with that. I had something happen recently where I was overeating. And but you know what, that the bottom line, like for me, I'll say is there's another day. I didn't vomit, so you know, that's a good thing. And you know, my sponsor says that too, like a new day, one day at a time. And I remember with my mother, I would say sometimes I'd come home from work and I'm like, I had a shitty day, and she's like, that's behind you now. And I say that to people sometimes that are like I have these two girls that I connect with that will talk, you know, they have problems sometimes with their bulimia. And it does a couple of things for me. It's like I feel like I can maybe be of some service in those relationships. And it reinforces what I already know, that it's so hard to break out of that cycle once you start that. You know, it's a very intractable thing when you start the vomiting. It's like, but it makes me sad because it's like knowing that someone's in that situation, I wish there was a way that I could get in there and like, and I can't, you know, it's not my thing to like rescue anybody else, but it just makes me sad because I know that place of, you know, and actually, here's another thing. I've had relationships since I've been in program recovery that I've had to cut out of my life. I had one with a friend in program where I just
A
felt
minute.
2 minutes. Okay. It was draining. So I, you know, and people have cut me out too. That's happened. But it's just the life today that I have. Like I was saying, it's like tomorrow I'm going to go bowling with this friend of mine from program. It's like there's every day, like I'm just so lucky, grateful that I make a gratitude list to my sponsor every day, like at least five things. And a lot of times I can come up with a bunch more because it's like, but I really need to like be very cognizant of that because, you know, all the time, because my life, there's, it's just, it's, I'm so lucky, really, you know? I mean, and I don't, this like program and God rest, you know, saving, whatever, helping me and people helping me. You know, a lot of people have helped me, and I try to help people as much as, you know, when I can, to the degree that I can without like overstepping it. You know, it's because there's value to that. I think that really is probably the purpose in life, is to have these connections with people, even though I still have fear of people. Like when I walk out in our neighborhood, I'm like, I see that, you know, like that's a promise that I guess if I work my program better, I can get to that place of like not being fearful of people. But it's almost time, right? Is it my time now? I don't want to overstay. Okay. Thanks for letting me share. I really appreciate it.